When someone is hurt in a truck accident, the one question everyone has is, why did this terrible collision happen? To answer that question takes an experienced team of lawyers and experts. Not everyone has this type of experience. At Colombo Law, we are truck injury lawyers. It's what we do every day. When someone is hurt by a truck, Colombo Law is the law firm people call to get answers. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.
Teams that are actually making historic rises. I want to start with Western Conference Finals Game 1, where the Suns, without Chris Paul, take down the Clippers. Now, as we've seen from two series, whatever, the Clippers got down in series a couple series, and they came back and won both of them. But still, extremely impressive from Phoenix. Without Chris Paul, now, of course, the Clippers are without Kawhi.
Yeah.
But for them to go out there and get it done like they did, and the depth, the mix of youth and veterans, it's impressive, man. And I don't love the just straight-up narrative of, hey, look, the Suns took Ayton before Luka. And we'll get to the Hawks in a second. But, hey, look, this team that took Ayton before Luka, they must have been right. They're going to the conference finals. The Mavericks haven't been out of the first round. Well, that obviously conveniently forgets the fact that their best player is Devin Booker. Now, you could highlight the fact that Devin Booker was drafted, what, 11th? 13th. Devin Booker was taken 13th overall and is unstoppable. And he's even unstoppable when they have him run the point, which previously I thought was a bad idea. I thought that they should essentially try to turn him into Klay Thompson. But he can make plays that Klay Thompson can't. And he was incredible last night, just being asked to run the point and showing up with 11 assists. But the rest of their roster is solid as well as far as guys that they've drafted and developed. Now, everybody's going to have their misses. But Mikal Bridges, 10th overall pick, solid. DeAndre Ayton, I'm still not exactly sure what he is, but he's a contributor on a good team. And obviously, that's number one overall, but you combine having Book at 13, Ayton at 1, and Mikal Bridges at 10, right, and you've got two really good players and one superstar out of those picks. How about Jay Crowder, who the Mavericks could have had this last offseason, but they lowballed him reportedly. I think they either offered one or maybe two, but they weren't offering what the Suns offered. Because the Mavericks have been obsessed with this idea that they don't want to sign up for aging, if you could call Jay Crowder that now, aging veteran players who don't, quote, you know, move the needle as far as superstars. Well, I think the playoffs are showing you, if you look at the Bucks, you look at the Hawks, and you look at the Suns, turns out just signing good players is a pretty good strategy.
It helps.
It seems like it helps.
And that was one thing, I think, with you pointing out the way they've drafted with Phoenix is something the Mavs have really missed. I mean, yeah, you got Luka, of course, or you would have, even if you don't make the trade, you end up with Trae Young. But it's almost by default because of how high they were, whereas, you know, honestly, if the Mavs had the 13th overall pick, they're going to draft some dude and trade him.
That's certainly been the case for many, many years. They should get credit for Brunson as well. But, fair, you know, they trade two picks for KP, and that's one thing. But they also then immediately maxed him out. And they maxed him out without any injury protection in the contract like what Embiid has in Philadelphia. So now you're up against it, and whenever you look at a Jay Crowder deal, you have to lowball him because you've gone all in on Porzingis or you've gone all in on, you know, the next couple of years it'll be Hardaway Jr. that they'll tell us, we can't afford this vet or that vet because we kept Hardaway, who is a nice veteran presence, but still. Guys like Crowder can help. Even Dario Saric, who gave him, you know, basically nothing last night, guys like that can help. So the Suns are in a great spot, and they're a fun team, and it was cool seeing Ayton and Booker FaceTiming Chris Paul right after the game when they're walking down the tunnel together. Like, that is as far from something that I can imagine this Mavericks team doing as you could possibly find.
But we also talked about that veteran presence that the Mavs were lacking.
Well, and I mean, I even kicked around the idea of Chris Paul here. And now Booker and Luka are different players, so I don't exactly know how that would have worked. But there were plenty of guys out there over the last summer, two summers, that could have helped this thing that also would have taken them out of the imaginary Giannis sweepstakes that we were hoping for. or the whatever this summer is, which there's not a ton there, which gets us to Atlanta. Very similar situation in that, except for the fact that Trae Young is their star and Ayton is not Phoenix's, but you just look up and down their roster and there's nobody that really jumps off the page at you except for Young. But just look at the rest of their team. The Mavericks could have had Bogdanovich. They could have traded for Gallinari. Now, when you trade for Gallinari, you have to sign him, which Atlanta did, eating up their cap room. But so what? And yes, they're in the East. But still, they're a team that is built, when their star goes 5-for-23, they can win. Imagine a game where Luka goes 5-for-23 in the playoffs and the Mavericks win.
They don't have it. They can't do it. Right. They don't have the pieces that they need. And that's one thing. I saw this. I think it was a sports host in Atlanta, actually, and of course it would be, that tweeted out something about the guy that Trae Young got traded for is on vacation and he's going to the Eastern Conference Finals. And I'm sitting here going, okay, you can't even compare the two. Trae Young is in such a better situation than what Luka has surrounding him. And it was proven when he had an off night and the Hawks had no problem.
Yeah. And when Luka had an off night, when he was a little bit banged up, the Mavs got run. I don't like that as far as a lazy comparison narrative, but I do like looking at the Hawks roster and simply saying they had a plan and they executed it. And I remember back when they hired their GM, Travis Schlink, who came up in the Warriors system, on the draft night where they took Trae Young, they also took Kevin Huerter, who I loved. And immediately it was clear what they were trying to do. They wanted, like, Splash Brother light, or knockoff Splash Brother, right? They wanted a point guard that could pull up from anywhere but could also make plays. And then they wanted an off guard who could shoot the lights out of the ball and move around screens and be everywhere. And that's what Huerter is for him, for them. By the way, I'm not just saying this because he's a Caucasian. Is Kevin Huerter the least NBA-looking player you've ever seen in your life that also performs? Like, he's really thin. He has red hair.
I was going to say Poku from the Thunder.
Poku's a good example.
Caruso at times.
Let me say this.
Caruso's my guy.
Caruso's a good one. America only.
Okay.
Because a lot of European players are like,
American white dudes.
Yeah. But the dude just gets buckets. He was their best player last night.
Ingles? Or is he?
Ingles is Australian,
I think. You're right.
Dude, and like the job, to think that this was a team that fired their coach whenever that was, like February, March or whatever, and Nate McMillan takes over and just figured out something with these guys. And I don't know if they'll get past the Bucks. Maybe they will. They've got it's such a good team. They're deep. They got all kinds of dudes that can come out even off the bench and give you a little something, which goes back to the whole point of what the Mavs have. I mean, there are a handful of guys on the Hawks that in any given night, hey, man, Trey's off, can you give us 15 or whatever?
And John Collins, for sure. I mean, he might have averaged 15.
And the Mavs have nobody. I mean, the Hawks have 9 dudes on their team that average double digits for the season.
Yeah, Collins averaged 18 this year and 22 last year. You know, he's also free, and I'm sure we're going to kick his name around a lot
when
it comes to Mavericks time, although he'll be restricted. But still, you just look at up and down their roster. They have vets. They have youth. They've acquired a lot of them, and they know that by acquiring them, they're not going to be able to sign a top-tier free agent, but they don't care because they have the guy, and then they just built around him. And I think it's worked out really, really well for them. On the other side, the two Philly thoughts are obviously the first one is you look at Seth Curry and the year that he had, man, and the fact that he was possibly their best player throughout these playoffs. However, he also got cooked by Kevin Huerter, which is part of the reason the Mavericks traded him, is they just didn't feel like they could sustain defense with him. But you win the Clipper series with Seth Curry because you weren't playing any defense anyways.
Yeah, and because somebody can stand there and hit wide open threes,
right?
Which is all he does. I mean, the guy drains them.
Yeah, he's one of the best shooters of all time. And
yeah, but you had your Curry and Redick, who was hurt.
Yeah, so sure.
It's like they tried to right the wrong of, we don't have Curry, we've got to have a dude who can stand out there and do that in big game situations because we got rid of him. And this Richardson thing, apparently, for whatever reason, is a nightmare for us.
Yeah, and the other thing is that I think they wanted the fact that Josh Richardson's cap hold and contract should have ended this year. He's probably going to opt in, but they thought, all right, it's 2 years of Seth or 1 year of Jay Rich. If we get Jay Rich, we can go back to the free agent well and throw some more pennies into that. They would have won it with Seth Curry. I'm not being revisionist history here. I liked the trade when they did it. It just didn't work out.
Right.
It was hard watching Seth ball throughout the playoffs. But obviously the biggest talking point NBA-wise out of the weekend post-KD was Ben Simmons. I don't know that I've ever seen anything like it from a dude who's that highly regarded and comes into the league and is making all NBA teams.
He's
got the yips.
Zero confidence. He doesn't believe in himself at all.
His lack of ability to shoot the three and from free throws has now infected his ability to make plays around the rim. You will not see a player regarded as highly as Ben Simmons pass up a layup like the one he did in the fourth quarter.
Stunning.
Maybe ever again.
Amazing.
He can't run the point because he can't shoot. He's basically a one-trick pony, and that's the break. So.
He's almost Giannis light.
That's a pretty good comparison.
Way light.
Way
but,
light. But yeah. It's a similar type game.
Calorie free.
The discount combo meal we're getting rid of this item so you can get it for a dollar.
It's a similar game. It's just that Giannis is so fast and powerful and effective at finishing, and he can shoot it a little bit.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.